Representative Slotkin searches for digital producer after being slammed for maskless selfie at masked event. By Wendell Hasebo on February 8, 2022. Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, on Monday began searching for a digital content producer after being slammed for posting a maskless selfie at an event while attendees were wearing masks. After Slotkin came under fire Monday for posting a maskless selfie on Twitter among masked event attendees, Slotkin's campaign began looking for a new content producer to manage her social media platforms, inducing Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The position includes the responsibility of populating the platforms with content. You will be encouraged to seek out new, innovative opportunities to push the envelope and think outside the box on how the Congresswoman communicates with Michiganders, the job posting reads. Ironically, Slotkin's selfie included a caption praising her staff for allowing her to post a maskless photo. "My selfie skills also seem to be improving, so my team actually let me post this one," she said. After Slotkin posted the selfie, National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, spokesman Mike Berg slammed Slotkin for being a hypocrite. "Elissa Slotkin supports mask mandates for everyone but herself. She is a complete hypocrite," Berg said. "Slotkin is just one Democrat that has been caught in mask hypocrisy. Barack Obama, Stacey Abrams, Governor Gavin Newsom, D, and Representative Val Demings, DFL, have all recently been caught maskless while others surrounding them are masked, for Democrat mandates. The Democrats' hypocrisy of mask politics comes as the science of coronavirus transmission has not changed. Democrat politicians are not more or less immune to coronavirus than Republicans are. But Democrat politicians are the individuals who constantly violate Democrat masking rules. Moreover, though the science of coronavirus transmission has not changed, some Democrat-controlled states are beginning to ease mask mandates. New Jersey, Oregon, Delaware, and California are set to ease the mandates, while New York and Connecticut are weighing the decision to ease restrictions. The Democrat pivot towards easing coronavirus mandates comes as Americans are less interested in the virus and more concerned about President Biden's struggling economy. As such, with the midterms approaching in November, the White House is looking to move away from the coronavirus topic and towards improving the economy, which has been wrecked by coronavirus mandates. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo.